Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Now let's talk about Roman Reigns, and people have been wondering about what does Roman do after losing the Universal Championship. Does he become a babyface after he's gone for quite a while? Ano yung kalalabasan itong tribal chief character after he's had such a dominant record-breaking run?
Going on. This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run.
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
To the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, and Emil Nate check in for part 2 of our weekly live stream. So, nung part 1, pinag-usapan natin yung mga ganap sa AEW, a lot of the PR misses, and how it could have been better. But here, in part 2, we will talk about the WrestleMania fallout, from who we think Cody's first challenger should be to Roman Reigns' place among the pantheon of the great champions and figureheads of WWE eras. We'll also talk about Jey Uso, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, and Liv Morgan. All of that coming up in this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. All right, let's discuss yung WrestleMania 40 fallout. We're going to start with Cody Rhodes. Syempre, we have to talk about the new WWE champion and what his story is going to be as it continues. So, who do you guys think should be the next challenger for Cody Rhodes? Because now we're in this weird limbo period where we're just celebrating pa rin, diba, in the afterglow of the Cody win. But of course, he's going to have to start defending that championship. So where do you think this should go from here?
Medyo mahirap to. Kasi usually, the first challenger always loses, diba? In the history of title reigns. I don't want to say Gunther because I want Gunther and Cody to have a really good rivalry. That's going to be, I think, the rivalry of the summer. So first challenger, maybe someone who could take an L. Probably a Finn Balor. Sino pa ba yung heels sa SmackDown? You know, Finn Balor. That's the name I could... You know, that's the first name that popped up in my head. So probably him. Someone who could take a loss and still be credible. Because he's not gonna win against Cody anytime soon.
Kang, kasi nasa quantum realm na silang lahat after the new intro. But serious answers, I got either Logan Paul or AJ Styles. So AJ Styles has a unclaimed shot, and Logan Paul is Logan Paul, diba? So he won, so we'd love to see him lose. Although, I'm sure you'd save that for a bigger event, but it is what it is. Maybe AJ Styles.
Yeah, we're bound to find out soon enough. We also have to mention that WWE announced the return of the WWE draft. So it's happening at the end of the month. Magsisimula siya on SmackDown, and then it will continue until Monday Night Raw on, I believe, April 29 or something like that. So it's a two-night event again, as usual, and when the rosters shake out, Maybe that's when we'll find out what the top of the card for both Raw and SmackDown will be. It's going to be weird rin kasi right now, both world champions are on Monday Night Raw, them being Cody Rhodes and Damian Priest, diba?
I think they're just waiting for ano. They're just waiting for just waiting for the draft. I said we're all in limbo. And about we're only what 2 weeks from the draft, right? So still 2 weeks to fuck around and you know bask in the afterglow of the of the story being finished, diba? So yeah, I guess we'll have to wait for the draft. And ano? Backlash May 4. That's pretty close.
Backlash is May 4. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay, sure. Finn Balor. Since we're not technically bringing Cody to SmackDown just yet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's talk about Roman Reigns. And people have been wondering about what does Roman do after losing the Universal Championship? Does he become a babyface after he's gone for quite a while? Ano yung kalalabasan itong Tribal Chief character after he's had such a dominant, record-breaking run?
I think, this is now we're now to the on sa point na the disintegration of the bloodline begins. What I mean by that is magsisimula na pa isa-isa na, like it's gonna be Jimmy and Solo's gonna break away and then will eventually lead to that Rock versus Roman match na we're penciling in for maybe next year's WrestleMania. So I think meron pa rin siyang a year's worth of storyline arc that he still needs to finish before maybe retiring or going on that part-time schedule like those of Rock or The Undertaker had late in their careers. So I think doon na papunta yun.
I know what I want to see. I want to see them finally do the thing with Jimmy. Because Jimmy went back. We still don't know why he went back. They teased yung tension between Roman and Jimmy, you know, the whole time we were trying to get to WrestleMania. Then they set it aside for the WrestleMania season. So now you have no championship. Jimmy failed. Solo failed. So Jimmy has been the weak link for a long time now. So I want to see them salvage Jimmy's character and finally have them do the reckoning that I felt was supposed to happen talaga. Pero di lang nila na-handle ng ayos. So that's my pick and I hope that they haven't forgotten about that. And you know, going by the way they've booked a lot of things, feeling ko hindi nila nakalimutan eh. Di lang nila nahanapan ng oras, ng panahon para ituloy yan.
Mm-hmm. While we're talking about Roman, we've had a few days to think about this since WrestleMania 40 ended. When we look back dito sa run ni Roman Reigns, where would you rank him in terms of importance to WWE?
Right now? Or,
Among who? Among who?
Yung mga pinakamalaking names in the company's history, diba? The Hogans and The Rocks and Austin. Oh. That.
Ah, that's interesting. That's tough to answer because remember, every era has its big name. I mean, like remember, you can't discount Hulk Hogan because Hulk Hogan, despite being a racist, he was the reason why wrestling is popular today. Diba? John Cena also buoyed the entire PG era and part of the Ruthless Aggression era. So it's tough to rank Roman historically. Across all the other big names, because I think his only claim to fame was that he had a lot of good story behind him, and he was an elite performer, then an elite wrestler. So I don't know if that is enough of a needle mover, especially considering the context of everyone who's come before. Like I can't tell if he was good for business. He was good for business at WrestleMania. I say people finally, you know, were paying to finally see him lose. But everywhere else, I'm not quite sure. So it's tough to say, but I'm not ranking him ahead of the bigger names from history.
This is like the LeBron versus Jordan debate. Now, there's no right or wrong answer. But the thing is, most of the all-time guys, their runs were as baby faces, like Hogan, Austin, Cena, probably even Taker. But the difference is, with here, Roman's best run is probably as a heel. So that's where I think the conversation kind of gets interesting because yes, he may not. He may not. I'm not gonna put him above Hogan, Cena, and Austin. So he's probably competing there against the likes of Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Triple H, and he is in the conversation. I'm not gonna just put him yet in the Mount Rushmore, but he's on the
conversation. Ng ano, Emil?
Of the Mount Rushmore wrestling of WWE. He's in the conversation for. He's in the conversation for the fourth guy on that Mount Rushmore. I say that yung three solid na yun, Hogan, Cena, Austin. The fourth one is in question, and he's in there. He's in the conversation.
I don't know. Not over his cousin for sure.
I think I put him over Rock.
Oh, medyo mas malaki yung contribution pa rin ni Rock. Eh.
Oh.
No, I put Reigns over Rock at this point.
I mean, I would love to as well, but you know, business wise, I don't think I can do that.
Kind of hard to deny everything The Rock has done in and out of WWE and how that always comes back to wrestling.
Mahirap siya. It's a yeah. I don't like The Rock, but I can't not put him. Diba?
All right, that's fair.
Natanong ko lang because you know, this is an entire era that Roman Reigns has been the face of, diba? So parang sinasabi rin ng mga tao na ang ganda nitong era na to, gusto ko nang bumalik to, you know, watching wrestling regularly or whatever. So, you know, do you credit someone like Roman Reigns for that, because he was the centerpiece of these stories?
Oh, Emil, can I answer that, or is that a rhetorical question?
No, you could argue most people came back in the last 2 months because of The Rock. Not necessarily Roman.
Okay.
So really, but there's there's also some validity to Sami Zayn. There also.
But who were people cheering for when The Rock was around?
Who were
they cheering for? Was it not one Cody Garrett, Cody Runnels?
Yeah, Cody. Yeah.
Right? So I would argue that he's more responsible for this renaissance than Roman, and I'm a Roman fan. And I know too many people who have been disillusioned by Roman's, not him, his booking. And, you know, a part of that was also perpetuated by Triple H. Because he knew he had to get to this critical mass for the Cody win to be maximized, diba? So I can't even argue Roman as being the most important in his era right now.
Because he's a heel. That's why. He's a heel. All of these guys that we're talking about are baby faces. They're the ones leading the era, the generation. Like, when we talk about generations, we always attribute it to the main baby face during that generation. From Golden, it's Hogan. New generation, it's Bret. Mm. It's Attitude Era, it's Austin. The afterwards, it was either Rock and Cena. So it's always the baby face. It's always.
It's not just Austin. It's got to be Rock and Austin, and and Cena in the same era. That's just not how it was.
Sorry, nalito lang ako doon. Austin and Rock, diba? So you don't say, oh, Attitude Era, the first name you would remember is Triple H, or you don't go into this era, to the PG era, the first name that you would think is CM Punk. So it's always the babyface. That's why it's kind of hard I can see Rose argument of. It's Cody rather than Roman.
Yeah, I mean, Carlo, Austin was a huge cultural force. Yeah. I'm sure you would know as well. So, I think co-equal to Masuda Rock in that era. Brock did not move numbers in the business.
He's not,
Not in his first run. Definitely not in his first run.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll talk about The Rock's cousin and Roman's cousin in a bit. But first, we'll take one last break, and then we'll hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Work. Hi, guys. We are the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name is Francesca.
My name is Jelly.
This is Delamar.
This is Jude. What's up?
Yeah, and we are inviting you to check us out, your fellow TPN podcast.
And if you want to learn more about life, what's happening around us, you want to know about love, healing, this is the podcast you should be listening to.
Eavesdrop.
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 Sometimes we get drunk and do the show. Those are the fun ones.
Like today.
Ooh, why? Who's drunk?
Like right now.
You're red as a bug.
Am I? Eavesdrop, please catch it. Four hosts going crazy. You'll have fun. You'll cry. Everything else. So please check it out. The Eavesdrop.
Only on the Pod Network.
All right. Before we get to Jay Uso, sagutin natin si Paul. Mayroon siyang question in the comments. Sinatanong niya kung malayong pinsan ba ni Rock si Roman Reigns.
Wala si Rowan dito eh, to answer our family relationship questions. He is the wrestling family expert of the podcast. But as Derb said in the chat, hindi sila blood cousins, hindi sila magpinsan by blood, pero by oath kasi their grandfathers swore a blood oath to each other. They swore an oath. That's not mentioned blood. That's confusing. They swore an oath to each other. So, ang turing sa kanila is magpinsan kahit hindi sila related by blood talaga. So, yun. That's the answer to your question. And hindi siya sobrang malayo. Hindi talaga sila nakikita. It's just that it's one of those things that you forge by culture.
It's basically acknowledged dun sa Anoa'i family tree, di ba? Yung nasa Wikipedia, basically yun yung ginamit nila dun sa kickoff event sa Las Vegas noong February. It's the exact same family tree. Nilagyan lang nila ng ano ng graphics. So if you want to see how exactly they're related, sino yung mga magkaka-generation, tinayo sa Wikipedia nung Anoa'i family. Okay.
It's not even add the Tongas because they're not Samoan.
So, oh, yun.
That's even more confusing. Sina Haku, tsaka sina Tamatonga.
Iba pa yun. Okay, let's stick with the Anoa'i family and talk about Jey Uso, who's now the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship because of an assist from CM Punk. So connected to the Drew McIntyre feud. And apparently, Punk's tricep is way better now. He doesn't need the brace anymore. See, Punk is getting physical now. Granted, he's not taking any offense, but he's the one dishing out yung mga attacks kay Drew McIntyre, or at least getting involved physically sa mga matches ni Drew McIntyre. So, what do you think about how this all went down?
No, I like the Jey Uso win because, first of all, like I said earlier, after a new champ is crowned, the first challenger usually loses. And Jey is at the position high enough in the card that he could be featured in main event title matches and still be credible while losing. So he's in that sweet spot na natama lang na siya yung nanalo. Also like the CM Punk involvement in this, probably so it probably means that he's closer to returning than we actually thought, and the Punk McIntyre program is gonna be one of the main rivalries heading into SummerSlam, maybe, or probably Survivor Series.
I want to give props to Drew for making CM Punk highly watchable, kasi sa tuloy-tuloy na pagkukupal niya kay CM Punk, you do actually get a sense of belief that everything that's happening to Drew is also warranted. So a lot of people have prayed for this and it's also happened. So at first it was also karma to Punk, but now it's also karma to Drew because he won't stop being a hater. And then he made that work for him. He made that work for Punk as well. Right? Now Punk is largely, okay, medyo palatable na siya, barring the occasional shoot interview like what happened last week, but now he's entertaining again because now he's just functioning well in this story that has a touch of yung reality na, you know, the backstage drama, but you know they all made it work because Drew is clearly very committed to to, you know, making it entertaining as a hater. So kudos to him, kudos to them. And I'm genuinely entertained by Punk playing spoiler to Drew.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Drew McIntyre, may report na lumabas from Fightful Select this past week na hindi pa siya nag-resign apparently with the WWE. So hindi natin alam kung kailan yung specific expiration date ng current contract ni Drew McIntyre. But you have to wonder na, you know, Drew McIntyre has really increased yung kanyang value to the WWE because of this character that he's got right now. But the hater character, the one who's supposedly telling it like it is, getting in the face of CM Punk. Some would argue, siguro na, this is probably the most interesting Drew McIntyre has been since he won the Royal Rumble in 2020.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think he's gonna WWE is gonna re-sign him. It would be incredibly dumb.
No, they want to re-sign him. He's the one who hasn't signed it.
Really? Okay.
Yes, that's why they've been. No. That's why, you know, he's been holding out this whole time.
He's betting on himself. And probably he should get a higher offer now that he's probably one of the most important people on the roster, and they have this program awaiting that's probably gonna make them so much money over the summer. So see, para sa akin si Drew yung may leverage dito eh. So I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. I think he's not gonna leave. I think WWE is gonna give him what he's worth. I wish. Kasi sobrang sayang if he's gonna leave and they have this program left on the table with him and Punk.
I'm not quite sure what to make of this. Kasi ang dami ng magandang nangyari for Drew, eh, diba? He got over, like really, like the most over that he's gotten ever, like since his comeback noong 2017 or 2018. He got the championship. He got the big story with Punk. He got a nice Mania win. So, I don't know. I don't think it's an issue of money. Kasi, you know, the material benefits or the non-material benefits, rather, should be enough for him to, you know, put pen to paper and finally sign. So, I think there's something here na if this is true, di pa natin nakikita or di natin alam talaga. I don't think it's an issue of money. I don't even think it's an issue of booking now. So, I don't know why he hasn't signed, if he hasn't signed. So, I hope that, I mean, you know, it's easy to say na sana wag niya sayangin tong biggest push, biggest run of his career. But, you know, if there are other things at play, then you got to respect the man. So, I hope that he's okay. I hope that he's doing just fine in his life.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the other things going well right now in WWE, you've got the Women's Championship storyline on Monday Night Raw. So Rhea Ripley, tuloy-tuloy yung ano niya, yung celebration niya alongside the Judgment Day. And then she got blindsided by this attack from Liv Morgan. So the Live for Brutality feud has finally begun. We actually didn't see Liv Morgan at all nung WrestleMania, which was very weird. The guys from the Masked Man show, they brought it up na Liv Morgan was the last person eliminated in the Women's Royal Rumble, and yet she was nowhere near the road to WrestleMania, much less WrestleMania itself. Kind of like si CM Punk, who was also the last person Cody Rhodes eliminated, and then wala rin siyang match sa WrestleMania. But then again, that's because Punk got injured. So with Liv Morgan coming in here to attack Rhea Ripley and kick off this feud, what do you think the prospects are of Liv being the one to dethrone Rhea?
I think it's nice. It's a nice full circle moment. Kasi diba sila yung mag-tag team dati. Tapos ngayon, I don't think she's gonna win kasi Rhea is way too popular. Diba? If Rhea could beat Becky Lynch in terms of popularity, why is it gonna be Liv? I don't think we've built up a case the way Cody had built up a case, and Sammy had built up a case, diba? And Bayley, diba? So I think we're gonna be looking for that that top contender, that real replacement for a long time here.
I don't think Liv is gonna be the one to dethrone Rhea. Say like Rose said, she is like so popular right now that you have to capitalize on it and continue her reign as champion. And again, like I said, that first feud after Mania, the challenger always loses. So Liv is going to be a nice challenger here. Probably they're going to have 2 to 3 PLE worth of programs to go over. So this is going to be a nice feud. But I don't think Liv is the contrapelo na I want for Rhea. Hindi pa rin siya yun eh. So Rhea's still going to retain after this.
See, Eunice, one of our friends in the comment section says she'd love to see a mid-card title for the women. Actually, nagulat nga ako na mas nauna pang nagka-mid-card title yung NXT with the Women's North American Championship rather than the main roster. What do you think about that really quick?
You are in luck because I've heard some rumblings. I don't know kung substantiated na, but I think they are in the process of making one. I think the NXT North American Women's Championship is like the litmus test for it. But because Jade is here and then Jade can't always be the top champ, I think they are in the process of making that the same way DK made the TBS Championship.
For her, diba?
Yeah, for her.
Yeah.
Imagine Jade being the reason why 2 mid-card women's championships in the 2 biggest promotions in the world existed. That would be nuts. Yeah. Kung yung talagang dahilan, no? Jade Cargill, game changer.
It's already surefire Hall of Fame, ano? Surefire Hall of Fame credential.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ager, okay lang na late ka. You can just watch it back or check us out on Spotify because we are about to wind down here. Marami pa tayong pag-uusapan.
Ager.
You can catch on the audio-only version which will drop on your feeds over the weekend. We'll talk about Ilya Dragunov and Roxanne Perez showing up on Monday Night Raw, as well as Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker losing their NXT Tag Team Championships to Axiom and Nathan Frazer. We'll also talk about Andre Chase and his Michael Jordan-like gambling problem. All of that hitting your feeds over the weekend. But as we wind down here, let's get some plugs. Emil, may ganap ka ba?
Wala naman. Just follow us on all our social media accounts and I write reviews for the weekend AEW shows, Rampage and Collision. So make sure to check those out.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ro?
Yeah, well, we have MWF happening this Sunday, which is Kasaysayan. Well, tickets are already sold out, so there's no point in there's not much point in plugging this. But syempre, you know what to do. Soon enough, it will be on RJ Rock of Manila TV. So when that happens, please do tune in. The shows are live streamed on Facebook and YouTube. Until then, we're doing replays. So abang-abang lang. It's free Filipino wrestling, and it's not hard to support. Check that out.
Yeah, Tajiri will be main eventing MWF Kasaysayan, so it'll be great to see Tajiri back on our shores for the second straight year. As for me, if you guys watch the PBA, I will be calling the game between Rain or Shine and Terra Firma that's happening on Saturday on the Smart Sports live stream. So go catch that. Really enjoying getting to double dip between basketball and wrestling. And for all of us, make sure to follow us on social media individually. It is at @EML_Meister, at @RoisWar for our absent co-hosts, sina Chino and Rowan. It is at @ChinoSupersized and at @MondayNightRowan. And for me, it is @_StanC. Thank you very much to everybody for joining us for another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. We will see you next week for another set of episodes, another live stream, then syempre yung ating 10th anniversary event. It is quiz night at Hobby Stadium. Tanong ni France, pwede ba belts?
Yeah,
well,
sure.
Hey, Hobby Stadium, pwede naman.
Oh. No. So, no, I think he's talking about
MWF.
Yeah, sure.
He's making a joke.
Go for it.
Oh, pwede naman. So, huwag ka namang gugulo, di ba? Kasi kung nanggulo ka, ayan, yari ka. Yun lang. Right? We'll see you there. Dami natin ganap for April. MWF Kasaysayan. We've got Wrestling Podcast Quiz Night. And we've got the Pasabay also happening next week. So, do catch us and join us for all of those. Thank you to Babyface producer Jasper and the Pod Network. We will see you next week. On behalf of Ro Moran and Emil Nate, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast out. Later, out.
Stay hydrated. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hold up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.